It's taught in Talmud, in the name of Rabbi Helbo, that on the Sabbath, the outgoing temple watch would greet the incoming temple watch with these words: "May the Holy One who has caused God's name to dwell in this house cause to dwell among you love and amity, peace and friendship." And so those of our outgoing temple watch, we offer grateful thanks to Susan Holzman, to Sandy Kleiman, to Stephanie Leung, and to Rachel Schreiman, all of whom are concluding their terms as at-large members on our board. And we thank you for your dedication and your hours of service to our community, and how blessed we have been by all of your efforts. One other who is completing his time is our immediate past president, Neil Seiden, and so we express great appreciation to him. Neil, I am forever indebted to you for your tireless efforts for TBS, for bringing me to this wonderful congregation, for partnering with me through years of transition and pandemic, for always making sure that the building and our technology were in top shape, and helping to ensure the continued thriving of our congregation. And so, Neil, as you head to new status among the elder statesmen of our community, we thank you for all that you have done. It's now my privilege and my pleasure to install new members, and with the help of our congregation in person and beyond, to consecrate this board. So, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take just a moment, read through our list, and invite our board members to take their place around the sanctuary. One, David Zweigel, is joining us online. Everybody look right here and wave at David. And he's waving back. Fantastic. We will install these folks first by taking Torah and passing it from one to the next to the next, as words of Torah surround us, encompass us, and give meaning to our leaders. And then we'll invite them up here before the ark for a blessing, first from you all, it'll be on the screens, and then from us, from me as well. Our newly elected officers and members of the board are, as president, Alex Eichel. You stay right there where you are. Alan Berkowitz, first vice president, second vice president, Karen DeRocher, third vice president, Lisa Zeitlin, secretary, Paula McGurdy, treasurer, Michelle Glicklin, and immediate past president, Frank Cohen. At-large board director, Rafi Laufer, at-large board director, Matthew Reisman, at-large board director, Paul Strasberg, at-large board director, Jennifer Myers, at-large board director, Danielle Berman. Not physically with us, but still being installed tonight as at-large board directors, are David Zweigel, who's joining us online, Iris Shapiro, and Nina Richmond-Liu. And then returning in their board capacities, Kathy Cleveland Hirsch and Brandon Shapiro. And as one of the representatives from our auxiliaries here, Philippa Hinman, as a representative from Sisterhood. So if everyone will come and take their places, spread out a little bit more, we'll even you all out, and Philippa will come down here. As I said, we're going to pass a Torah to each of our newly elected leaders, one to the next, as they follow along behind. And each of them will share a meaningful Jewish text that comes to us from our tradition and helps guide and shape our leadership. And then they'll process and pass the Torah on to the next leader as well. I'm going to invite you all, please, to rise. We're taught that Moses appointed 70 elders to guide the people. Leadership was then passed to the prophets, the great assembly, the Sanhedrin, and leaders throughout the generations of our people. And they have each in their turn affirmed words from our heritage.
It has been told you what is good and what the Eternal requires of you. Only do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
If, however, there is a needy person among you, do not harden your heart and shut your hand against. Rather, you must open your hand and lend him sufficient for whatever he needs.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am eternal.
Shimon the righteous would say, the world stands on three things, on Torah, on the service of God, and on deeds of kindness.
Hillel would say, be of the disciples of Aaron, a lover of peace, a pursuer of peace, one who loves all creatures and draws them close to Torah.
You shall not wrong a stranger, nor shall you oppress them, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
Rabbi Tarfon used to say, it is not up to you to complete the work, but you are not free to abstain from it.
I have given you a wise and understanding heart.
And you shall love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
Rabbi Shimon ben Gamaliel said, on three things the world is sustained, on truth, on judgment, and on peace.
Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy for I, Adonai your God, am holy.
Justice, justice, shall you pursue.
Jacob woke up out of his sleep and he said, surely Adonai is in this place and I did not know.
Make your learning of Torah a fixed obligation. Say little and do much. Greet everyone cheerfully.
Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
And we'll invite the full board to come and join us at the Ark. Our congregation now sees arrayed before us the incoming leaders of our community. And so we all have the opportunity to offer words of blessing for all of them. If we can get the words up on our screens. Together as a community, we ask for God's blessing upon them. Together, we pray for all who exercise leadership in our community and spend themselves in the service of others,
those who hold high office, and those who volunteer for humbler tasks. May God grant them
wisdom and understanding.
May God bestow upon them a sense of responsibility, a sense of humility, and a sense of humor. May they work in the due scene to them in honor, not a burden, and bring them great joy
and satisfaction. Through their leadership and service, may our community grow in strength and vigor, harmony and happiness, and make our contribution to the well-being of society. Bless, O God, the work of their hands and the intentions of their hearts, and let us say, Amen. Together, your response.
Lord Jesus, what does Adonai, our God, require of us? To revere, to love, to serve with all our heart and soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of Adonai. Our God, God of our ancestors, we ask for your blessing as we assume the responsibility of leading this congregation. Grant us wisdom, vigor, and understanding. Sustain us with your spirit. May our labors be a blessing and a source of blessing. And let us say, Amen.
Amen. Stay right where you are. Alex, if you'll come up. And I'm honored to invite forward Rabbi Perlin to join us with a blessing using words from this very week. Now, Alex, you and I did not talk about what you were going to say or coordinate it, but I had mentioned earlier this day in our weekly email that it's a life cycle moment when a child of the congregation becomes a president of the congregation, a sign of maturity for a congregation that it can raise up someone so connected to a place that it helps shape a Jewish soul to see itself as a leader. So I wrote, your life has paralleled our life as a congregation, both born in 1986, joined the temple consecration around that time that we moved into this building, and 2002, your confirmation photo also up on that wall, a time of great growth for our congregation. I will confess, I looked through parts of your TBS file and wrote some of the things that you had written back in those days. Thank you to Rabbi Perlin for keeping such wonderful records for that. There are some who would say you were headed for this position all along. Many of your teachers who are here tonight are not at all surprised to see you here on this bima in this role. Your sincere connection to Judaism and your love of this TBS community. So now you take your place as the 18th president of our congregation. That seems an auspicious number as we head in the fall to the start of our next year and the excitement of what it will mean for our congregation as a whole. And so, as both of your rabbis, we have the opportunity to offer this blessing as we consecrate you as a child of TBS to now be the president of TBS. We have all wonderful hopes and prayers and pride in you. We ask for God's blessing upon you with these words. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha.
May God bless you and keep you.
Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha.
May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom.
May God shine upon you and grant you the kind of peace you deserve. Peace in your administration, peace with your leadership, and peace in your beautiful heart.
Amen. And together we all say, Amen. Amen.